Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, September 20th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here is what's happening today in America. Migrants from Haiti surge at the southern border. The White House considers vax mandates for domestic air travel. A new poll shows more Americans worried about inflation than the pandemic. Demonstrators fail to show up in Washington, D.C. to protest arrests in the Capitol incursion. Also ahead, President Biden is deceiving all of us. But first, the Biden administration struggling to control thousands of Haitians and others waiting at the U.S.-Mexico border. The massive group gathering under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, after making the month-long trek from the Caribbean and other Central American places. The White House authorizing dozens of flights to move the migrants back to Haiti and, as I said, other countries. In total, at least 200,000 people illegally have entered the USA in August, 200,000, a 320% jump compared to the same time last year. The situation at the border remains out of control. The Fed's not ruling out a vax requirement for air travel. Dr. Fauci says, quote, "I would support that. If you want to get on a plane and travel with other people, you should be vaccinated." If enacted, the measure would spark a flurry of lawsuits from tourism companies and Republican governors. A new survey from Fox News says more Americans are concerned about the economy than COVID. 82% believe inflation poses the worst threat to the nation compared to 74% who say the virus does. Lower on the list is Afghanistan, followed by unemployment. Highest rate of inflation in the USA occurred under President Carter, jumping nearly 8% in 1978. The far right's protest in D.C. attracted few followers. Only about 100 people turned up. It was organized by supporters of those imprisoned after the January 6th incursion into the Capitol. Four people were arrested. The demonstration was hyped for days on CNN, MSNBC. To date, 600 people have been arrested in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol building. In a moment, a case for presidential deception. That is next. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The following commentary deals with deception at the presidential level. Now, you may remember last week, President Biden read the teleprompter for a few minutes, touting his $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. Even though the smart money knows this is a flat-out socialist scheme, the president says it is not. And he loudly proclaimed, quote, "I'm a capitalist." Well, we all know Hunter Biden is a crony capitalist, but Dad, here's the truth. Joe Biden is what his handlers tell him to be. In the speech, Mr. Biden embraced deception the way my corgi consumes dinner, ferociously. Let's run it down. The overarching Biden point is that the U.S. tax code is crooked and rich white guys benefit most. Okay, so why doesn't the president call for a flat tax, where all corporate and private loopholes are banished, and taxation is based on a percentage of gross income and profits? The more you earn, the more you pay, with reasonable caps so companies and private citizens are not punished for success. I'll tell you why Joe Biden doesn't do that. First, his home state of Delaware is the Shangri-La of corporate tax loopholes, and Biden protects that. And secondly, a flat tax is fair to working Americans, so the progressives would lose their grievance card. Now back to the speech. The president began his deception by saying this, quote, "Here's a simple truth. For a long time, this economy has worked great for those at the very top, while ordinary, hardworking Americans have been basically cut out of the deal," unquote. But that statement is misleading. 6 years ago, the median household income in the USA was $56,516, according to census.gov. Now, it's close to $68,000. That's a colossal jump, especially because inflation was not a factor in the Trump economy. Minority workers also benefited under President Trump. In 2019, the smallest gap in history between black-white unemployment rates proved that. But Joe Biden is unfazed by facts. He sees his job as telling Americans they're getting screwed by greedy white men. Quote, "The fact is our economy faced challenges long before the pandemic. Working people were struggling to make it long before the virus showed up," said the president. Struggling? The fact is, Americans have one of the highest living standards in the world, coupled with the most opportunity anywhere on the planet. That's because of capitalism. But that's not enough for Joe Biden. He wants the federal government in charge of distributing wealth, not the private sector. His giveaways in the so-called infrastructure bill are endless, with the goal of creating dependency on Washington. In response to Biden's massive spending proposal, even some liberal economists are worried. Says Professor N. Gregory Mankiw, who teaches at Harvard, quote, "Compassion is a virtue, but so is respect for those who are talented, hardworking, and successful. The entire $3.5 trillion package is too big and too risky," unquote. But old Joe doesn't care about that. He wants European-style socialism. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The most popular recreational drug in the USA remains marijuana. As of this year, 14 states have legalized pot. They are Alaska, California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Illinois, Michigan, Vermont, Massachusetts, Maine, New York, and New Jersey. An additional 22 states have legalized medical marijuana. Total sales for legal pot last year, $50 billion. The illegal industry, people who sell pot on the street, that's valued at more than $100 billion. All of this marijuana is having a major impact on the health of the nation. 1 in 7 adults now consume cannabis at least once a year. 10% of us have consumed marijuana in the last 30 days. 2% have a diagnosed substance abuse disorder because of pot. Cannabis now accounts for 67% of drug treatment admissions for teenagers. 67%. 10% of teens consume marijuana at least 5 times a month. Regular smokers spend on average of $7,000 a year on pot. Prolonged use causes breathing problems, lung cancer, some psychological disorders, including depression, and it even damages the heart. Despite legalization, a report from the Department of Public Safety shows felony marijuana cases for crimes like distribution and possession actually increased from 2015 to 2020. That's because people are selling pot to kids to make money. You can't buy marijuana from the states unless you're 21. Now, states that have legalized pot have seen a 10% jump in DUI accidents. Did you know that? In Washington, D.C., arrests for marijuana-related crimes have tripled since decriminalization. Again, that's selling the drug to kids. And here's something else you might not know. The increased potency of legal marijuana is causing a new ailment among users. A disease known as cannabis hyperemesis syndrome was first diagnosed in 2004, and it causes uncontrollable vomiting. Doctors say in Colorado that the disorder is now affecting 15% of heavy pot users. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.